Praise God. So today is another beautiful midweek service. I'm sure you've had a blessed week so far. Yeah. I hope you're reigning, you're ruling, you are dominating, you're kinging, you are in charge. Praise the Lord. So I'm still talking about the Holy Spirit, the blessed person of the Holy Spirit, his work in our lives as Christians. Jesus said, I'm going, and as I'm going, I will not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you to show how important the person of the Holy Spirit is in the life of every Christian. Jesus said, as I'm going, I'll not just go, but I'll leave you with the Holy Spirit. But of course, while I'm still sharing the word of God on that, I just want to touch on something. And I believe you're hearing me. I've come across quite a number of Christians, especially while we were growing up in the house of God. Even when while we were here, right from when I started pastoring this church, I've come across different kinds of Christians. And as they grew up, and I thought, well, these are also very important for a very good balance in your life. Even though sometimes as I share the word of God with you, I highlight some of these things so you can understand them. And I see that pattern with a lot of young people. For example, John the Baptist was in the world, and Jesus made some comments about him. Especially when they were sent by John the Baptist to ask Jesus if he was the Savior or was the Messiah. And he says, what did you go for to see? You see, I want to ask you a question. Because you see, your youthful years are critical for decision making. Your youthful years are critical for decision making. It's in your youthful years that they ask you, what do you want to be? Where do you want to go to school? You're informing your career, because at that point, you are a little more advantaged in the sense that you call the shots for your life, in a sense. You can say, I'm going to study my books. Or you can say, I'm not going to study my books. You can say, I'm going to find myself doing this all the time or doing that at the time. You see, at that time, no matter who is trying to aid you or help you to be whatever, a lot of what will happen will still be based on your decision. For example, there are some of you that you find yourself in probably reading a course, or you read a course that your dad asked you to read. Do you know whether he asked you to read it or someone else asked you to read it? You know that everything still came into your court, in a sense that you still had to study it. You see, if you decided not to study it, they can pay the fees, they can push you to the school, they can beat you all they want, but you would need to decide to study it. You get it? All right. So your youthful years are years of decision making. Now, I reckon that sometimes I've seen, brethren in a hurry. See, not even brethren. Let me not say brethren. I see young people in a hurry. in a hurry to make it. In a hurry to make it. Whether the guys or the girls. In a hurry. And they dig a pit for themselves. So sometimes, some of them find themselves in the house of God. And, you know, they find themselves in the house of God and they are probably listening to the word of God. And to them, it's another get rich quick avenue again. You see, it's another avenue. So, their prayers are even perverted. Learning the subject of faith to them is not even about God, neither is it about the kingdom of God, the will of God. Even learning the subject of faith to them is another avenue. I remember some years ago, a lady came to church. I don't know how I'm going to remember. Okay, but just a few of you remember because I think it was holiday. A lady came to church. Very petite lady. She came and people were sharing their testimonies of how they acted their faith. And so she came to me and that she wants to know how to act her faith. And you know me, as a genuine pastor who wants you to grow in the word of God, I just said, yeah, everyone who desires to grow his or her faith should go for it. So I told her, I said, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You know, and this lady went to, she read How to Make Your Faith Work. She finished reading that night. I want to read a scripture to you. Matthew chapter 17. I'll start reading from verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples. Listen, you know the story. The man who had a son who was having a lot of demons and he was a lunatic and epileptic as well. Now, he had a son there and he gave him to the disciples. The disciples later on asked Jesus, why could not we cast him out? Now, why that question? He asked that question because he saw, they were amazed. Now, for example, I don't think they would have asked that question if they did something different from what Jesus did. For example, if when Jesus came, he lifted his right hand, lifted his left hand, and clapped and jumped, and they did not do that, they would have said, oh, we've seen the secret. The secret is what? Lift your right leg right up, then clap and jump. They would have said, oh, so this was the problem. But they noticed that when Jesus came, he said, out, just like they said, out. He said, come out of her, like they said, come out of her. So they said exactly the same thing, did exactly the same thing. Now, mind you, why did the man even take his son to the disciples of Jesus? Because it's public knowledge that your disciple is supposed to be able to do what you do because he copies you. So the guy thought, okay, since these guys are in spiritual apprenticeship, you see, since these guys are in spiritual apprenticeship, they should We should bring the guy to him, and that they'll be able to do something about it. So they brought the guy to the disciples of Jesus. The disciples could not cast him out. So they brought Jesus, and this man starts crying to Jesus and begging Jesus. Now, we have to know what went wrong. Why were these guys not able to cast him, the devil, out? And you will know the answer from what Jesus will say. So look at verse 16 again. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Now, two things there. A lot of the time, in sharing this particular verse of scripture, which is actually very accurate, we major on the unbelief side of it, because Jesus Christ told them, because of your unbelief. We major on the unbelief side of it, but it's not just that. Jesus underlined two major reasons why this could not happen. When he came, he said, oh, faithless. You see, he addressed the unbelief that was there. But he also said, perverse. What's perverse? The word perverse there means to misinterpret. For example, you see, in working with God, and spiritual things are always on very fine lines, that it's very important that every man always checks his heart, because the spiritual things are always on very fine line. I'll give you an example. Someone comes to me, a young guy comes to me and says, Papa, I have a ministry, and I've seen what the Lord is doing with you, and Papa, I want you to pray for me. All right, so right there, he's there. I want you to pray for me. I'm just looking at him. And I want to ask him some questions. To you, looks like quite a genuine prayer or desire. I have some questions for him. Why do you want a big church? You see, to him and some other people, now for those who also followed us to camp, I explained some things, and we even talked about some things, so you know where I'm coming from. Why do you want to have a big church? To them, to be success, like if he has a big church, that means he has a successful ministry. We were not called to be successful. We were called to be faithful. So you're looking at him, and you can see the perverseness. He's misinterpreting the whole thing. Zeal, yes. The Bible says that it is a good thing to be zealously affected in a good thing. You should be zealously affected in a good thing. Zealous, yes. But deep down inside is an intention that is not right. Pastor, I want to start a business, so I came to give you a seed. Why? Why do you want to start a business? Pastor, I want to start a business because things have been hard. Zero. Now, today's service, I might be touching on some things. And when I say something that is wrong, and we are doing it together, eh? When I say something that's wrong, I'll say prrr, and you say offside. Are you ready? We are preaching together. Because I want to start a business. Why? Things have been hard. Perverse. misinterpreted everything. You can walk with God and not make it, and you are not wrong. Because number one, we have to know where the goalpost is. What is the meaning of make it? That's what we have to start from. You see, people come to church and they don't love God. They want to use God. What is the meaning of make it? How do you interpret make it? See, the goalpost is in the wrong place to start with. Hence, they're rushing, they're in a hurry. And coming to church, is this another avenue they want to try? At least it's less harmful. Because they could have gone to a fetish priest. But to come to the house of God, oh, they've gone to a church. People are sharing testimonies of how things are happening in their lives. So they've come there. God must do something. 2 years, 3 years, meet the God I know, he will not mind you. I'm telling you, 2 years, 3 years, nothing is happening. In fact, things are even going backward. Then, Charlie, we have gone to church, gone to church, gone to church. All night we have gone. All day we have gone. They say soul winning is what will make God bless us. We went for soul winning. Nothing. They said cell meeting. We had a cell meeting. Nothing. Charlie. There are Christians today. Eh? There are Christians today as we are speaking. They are in prison for preaching the gospel. They have not made it. They have not made it. Imagine those people are using your parameters to measure if they are going forward or not. That's like God has abandoned them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the most high-ranking things anybody can ever do in his life for God. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody. Because he was asking me some questions. We were going for a meeting. And I said, listen, many people have not met God because they don't know him. They don't know him. I told him, I said, there's a place you will come to. Come on, I want you to listen to me. There's a place you will come to. I want to say this first before we go into why or the message. There's a place you will come to in God. Now, while I'm saying this, if this is the reasons why you come to church, I'm just telling you so that from tomorrow, you are no longer a member. Yes. Because the God I present to you does not want you to make it. The God I'm presenting to you wants his will to be done in your life. That is making it. If Jesus uses your parameters, he was not successful on earth. What kind of life is that you will come into the world and come and die? So I told the person, I said, there's a place you will come to in God. I said, that's when you will now start seeing God. This is what happened. I said, at that point, you will not want anything, but you will have everything. And even if you don't have anything, you will not know you don't have anything because you have God. What are you looking for? You might be here and you're a lady and your goal this year, you're probably 20, 21, 22. And it's not because your parents are rich. Your goal is to go for a vacation and take a video. Shame on you. With what money? Whose money? You see, because those things are your demonstration or your parameters for a good life or a fulfilled life, because those are your parameters, you see, when they are not happening, you have to look for ways and means to make them happen. You think that we are rather wasting our time. We have seen something beyond you. Now, because I'm done doing that, so maybe I can share it with you. Because throughout the whole time, I never shared with anybody. At least to a larger population. I imagine that me, your pastor. In 2021, we did 2 million copies of Rhapsody. Last year, we did 1 million copies of Rhapsody. Can you imagine that me, I was staying in a single room, which was my office, that I wake up in my office and go and bath and sit in my office for a year and a half. You think I don't know what to do with money? There's no estate in this country I cannot stay in. None. I'm not boasting, I'm not exaggerating. There is no estate in this country I cannot stay in. Whether it's $10,000 a month or I can stay there. I'm telling you. And don't come and ask me. What are you looking for? And to me, I was not even sacrificing anything. You see, I'm sharing with you like a sacrifice. I was not feeling it. I was not sacrificing anything. Then one of the times while I was there, I think I'd been there for like 8 months. I knew my daughter here, Chelsea, came to me, said, we want to move you into so and so, we want to move you, said, we want to move you into. I thought, oh, that's a good idea, that's a nice. The moment I climbed upstairs, God said, oh boy, stay here. Oh, material things have lost their power over me. They've lost their power over me. Material things have lost their power over me. No car has power over me. God, I can't give any. I gave my car beginning of this year. It was there. They said nobody's buying the car. I went to redeem the car. Nobody's buying the car. What are you looking for? If you are here and you are sitting in this service and you're a young man, you say, if I say this, you might, after I finish here today, you might have to make a decision whether you'll still be in church or not. If you are in church, you have been praying, you have been attending all night, and you are into fraud, you are a thief. There's nothing else to have. Jeremiah 17. Today is today. But this is not even my message, yo. But because I promised you that I'll close early, so wherever I get to, I'll stop there. Oh, verse 11. Like, or as the partridge sitteth on eggs, and hatched them not. So he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. What are you looking for? It is stealing of people's money. It will catch up with you. See, It's better you stop it. Eh? Go and learn to work with your hands. Little by little, little by little, God will bless the little. See, God will bless the little and it will become much. And you have to be patient and give yourself some time. Give yourself some time. Even this, what I'm saying, even happens even with ministry. Because if it's a bad job, like I'm saying, someone who is doing fraud, who is stealing people's money, it's different. Even with ministry. Some people are in, you know, in young men of God, I don't mean necessarily here, like, no, you know, so young men, young pastor, you see, looking for a way, and that's what makes them lie and makes them give false prophecy. That's what makes them, you know, become charlatans. That's what makes them, you, they will say, bring this, bring that. Young guy. Young guy just started ministry. You already have 10 ushers out of the 30 members. You just started ministry, you're already thinking of convoy. How are you thinking of convoy? And some ladies, you just portray where you were raised. You just portray where you were raised. Unless you don't see nice car, you lose your brain. Let me stop for today. This one is onside, eh? I'm onside. I'm going to see nice car. They're all your home training. Respect yourself more than car. There's a lady I know. No. This is a good one. No matter what. I'm not saying if God sends someone to give you a lift. I'm not saying. I don't even know what to say. There's a lady I know. She will walk. Lift, she will never let you give her a lift. No, I'm telling you. You know, those days when I was a church member, there are things I said. Now I'm a pastor. So I don't know what goes on after church. You see, but when I can tell you what I saw. Some people will never sit in your car. As I know a lady like that, she will never ever sit in your car. She said, thank you. I'll go where I'm going to. Because of that, no money is ever enough for you. No amount of money is ever enough for you. Because of the kind of lifestyle you want to live. And you are just young. These are the days of your sowing. These are the days of your plowing. These are the days of plowing the land. These are the days of sowing. These are the days, when I even say sowing, I don't necessarily mean sowing a seed. No. These are the days that you put in. For example, you're going to church or you're going to school. It's sowing. You see, it's investment. Why is the world planned like that? You come into the world. There's a time your parents take care of you. Now, there's a time you start taking responsibility for your actions. Then they start sowing. You start going to school. Look, the guy is 7 years old. They ask him, what do you want to be? A pilot. And they didn't go pull him in an airplane. They retracted him because he wants to be a pilot. They retracted him from the airplane to go into school. What is the correlation between school and airplane? I said, I want to be a pilot. You want to put me in a classroom. But that's how life is. You see the dream. Then you retreat to go and prepare for it. And for years, the guy is going to school. He's writing different exams, different hurdles, assessments, tests, different things. They will even add PE to him. The guy wants to be a pilot. They say he should do PE. Tree. Will he use tree? January Opepon. What does that have to do with being a pilot? What does that have to do with cabin crew? Then he keeps going. Now he gets to university. He keeps writing. Now he starts learning. Now he gets to a certain point in school. Now he's made to sit in the airplane. So how many years to prepare for his dream? So many years. They were never a waste. They were an investment. Have some value for your life. And don't be in a hurry. Not only don't be in a hurry, listen, if you want to walk with God, my humble suggestion to you is that you need to give everything up if you want to really walk with God. He said, take my yoke upon you. You let yours. He said, come unto me, and all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He says, so you give your yoke to him. He said, take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's a question I used to ask. I think when we had Giants in the Land camp. The question I asked, the question was, if God did not answer your prayers, will you still serve him? See, we've crossed that line, eh? I'm telling you, I've crossed that line. God does, you see, the beautiful about these things is, I'm at a place where well, whether you answer or not, I'm here. So please just answer. Yeah. And he always answers my prayers. Because, well, no perverseness. We're not misinterpreting this thing. Everything's about God. Everything's about the Lord. Everything's, our future is about the Lord. Everything he wants to do is what we want to do. We are about God. It's an interesting place to be. We don't pray because we want to do something. We are praying, constantly praying, because that's the only thing. That's our life. It's become our life. God has become my life. You see, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm praying so I can get something and I can make it. Then my family will know that I've made it. Rubbish. Brr. What if you never made it? Oh, Jesus Christ told Peter. He says, Peter was asking about what will happen to John, because Jesus Christ said, there are some of you here who will not see death. And Peter said, Master, the Lord said, so you, Peter, what you're going to do is you're going to die, all right? You're going to die. Jesus Christ told you, you're going to die. Don't worry about what will happen to John. You are going to die. And they gladly went to die. My dad, my biological father, when we were young, he used to take his salary to build churches. Because I remember a few, because he's an architect. And sometimes you see drawings. Oh, he's going to build this church. He's going to build it. And the money in the house, he used to build the church. I remember, I've forgotten the name of the town. It was a town that they built a church. Guess what? He was not building a church for himself. He builds the church, then he tells Assemblies of God to take it. He has no affiliation with it anymore. Growing up, he never had a house. He never had his own house. Never had his own house. We never stayed in our own house. In fact, he'll buy land, It's either he gets into litigation on the land, you know, because he was trying to also do it. You know, after he has done for God, he was trying to do it. God never allowed him to build a house. Either there's litigation on the land, or he will have to resell it to pay for something. Never built his own house. One time we're talking to him, I said, Daddy, whether you build a house or not, it's not what determines whether you were successful on this earth or not. That we did the will of him that sent us. Jesus never built a house. But all over the world, houses have been built with his name on it. What are you looking for? I'm sure if John the Baptist was in our day, he'll feel like a failure. I mean, we will even say he's a fake man of God because he does not have. I mean, one time I was listening to some pastors and we were talking about the cars they have, and this one said, this is the amount of money we have. This is I mean, that's the banter. How am I going to use money to know whether I'm a good man of God or not? Am I a bank manager? I'm a pastor, not a bank manager. What are you looking for? You see, you arrive at that point where, whether Lord you do it or not, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm serving you. I'm in the ushering department. I'm in the choir. Whether you do it or not, I'm here. Whether you do it or not, I'm here. I'm serving you. I'm loving you. Whether you do it or not. I tell you, my experience is that when you get to that point where there's nothing again, and you know that you and God have entered this place and nobody's going now, there you will have everything and nothing will have you. What are you looking for? Ask somebody, what are you looking for? One time I'm talking to a young lady. She says, Pastor, there's something in my mind. I've been saving to go on a vacation. They don't use savings to go on vacation. Okay, today is not financial wisdom from the Bible. But you don't use savings to go on vacation. You invest your savings. This story never gets old. When we were in secondary school, I had friends who went to very fraudulent activities and were making a lot of money. And here I am, I get born again around the time we're about to come out of school, so I can't be part of them. But the plan was to be. Yeah, because we had plans. When we come out of school, Charlie, we go push this car. Charlie, we go push arm. We go make arm. So while we're trying to push, we are in school now. Then we get out of school. Now, guess what? I'm born again. Now, I was expecting that I'm born again. God is going to show himself strong in my life. They are going to see me and say, wow, we should have served the Lord. Charlie, my life went back. I'm telling you. Because when I say my life went backwards, you understand what I'm saying. Now, not in the eyes of men backward, that's what I mean. I've come home. Things are very hard at home at that time. My dad was in some serious financial issue. My mom had just gotten pregnant with twins. Things are very, very... Yeah. Yeah. Things were very, 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 very tough at home. Before, when you open the fridge, you see some food, you see some drink. Now you open the fridge and water. So I'm doing that. I'm always coming home. I'm going to church, coming home, going to church, coming home. And when I come home, I'm so full of faith. I'll come and share everything I learned with my mom. I'll come and share everything I learned with my mom. Every time I'll be sharing what I learned with my mom, because she was not feeling too well at the time. Every time I shared with her, you know, faith was being stirred in her. You know, I was so full of faith. In fact, there are some messages that changed my life forever. One of them was Pursuit of Purpose that we watched. Then another one was Fullness of God. When I go to church that time and they show that message, Fullness, I'll come out like this. I'm full like this. I'm full. So, sometimes we have to go for soul winning. All right? And you know what soul winning looks like? Sometimes you have to get on your foot. So one time, we are not only winning souls, we're also selling Rhapsody. Then I met my ex at Circle. Why A? I met my ex at Circle. Now, they used to call me Obon in school. So she knows. And I was very popular at the time. In fact, I can't give you all the details. I was very popular at the time. And when I enter, the girls goes like this, yay. And I will sing, ew, 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 ew. I used to do shows at Conference Center and National Theater. There's a very popular musician in this country who something happened to him. I don't want to mention the person's name. But I'm supposed to be talking about the Holy Spirit. Okay, the Holy Spirit is still talking. Now, when I was in JSS, where we usually, in our class, right, the window, right? Usually when people are passing there, you see them. When there's no teacher, you know, whatever. So one time, he came to pass there, like twice. So I realized that he passed there. So one time, after class, I went to stand there. So he came to pass there, and then I started singing. It was like, hey, young boy, you can sing like that. I started singing. I said, I want to follow him. So I followed him to studio a number of times. But he said, they can't do anything with me because I'm that young. So when I complete secondary school, we will start. So imagine, I'm left with 4 months to complete secondary school and I get born again. So I'm at that time, I'm still thinking of still joining, because I'm thinking, oh, that I've become born again does not necessarily stop me from following my dreams. Okay. So I'm very popular at that time. So in school at that time, you know, that's where, you know, that my ex was. So I'm selling Rhapsody and I meet her on the street. Now, you know, you are selling Rhapsody. They don't know you are selling Rhapsody. They think you are selling. You get it? They think you are selling on the street. So I'm with my friends. We are selling Rhapsody. We are selling Rhapsody. Now we pay for Rhapsody. You guys are blessed. You pay for Rhapsody and go and distribute free. They will pay for you. You go and distribute. That time, you have to sell the Rhapsody. So your anointing must work twice. So I'm selling Rhapsody around, okay, that place has been removed now. When President Mahama did the Circle, yeah, we have removed that place. There was a time, there was a station, then there was a Total. If you know what I'm talking about, you know, opposite the Mami Dokuru Park. So I'm selling there, and I'm selling. I meet the lady, and she sees me. I felt like hiding. And she said, boom. Now, she knew that I had gotten born again. In fact, in the beginning, she said she would join me to be born again. But later she realized that I'm on a crazy. So I thought, okay, you join me. Now, the thing was that she just didn't want to lose the relationship. But I told her that I'm now on fire. Okay, if you want to join me, In the night, come here, let's pray. I will call you. So she called me one night. I was doing 3 hours. The girl could not pray 15 minutes. After a while, she said her phone went off. After 15 minutes, later she realized that it's not working. So this girl sees me. Now imagine that I said, no, I'm going to serve my Lord. And she was, okay, sure. You can serve your Lord. Months after, this girl sees me, maybe 6 months after we finish school. I'm expecting that my life will be, I'm serving the Lord. Then the Lord will give me a Lamborghini so that I can be in a Lamborghini and say, everybody, God is good. Right? All the time, serve the Lord, you get a Lamborghini. You say, that's what I'm expecting. But that doesn't happen. All of a sudden, I just find myself, I'm in church, having meetings. Sometimes after service, no money to go home. You have to walk back home. Different things. Prayer. Then I made a cell leader to go. My house is around Adabraka. My cell meeting is at Soul Tomb. If my friend is not picking me up for us to go, I will never go, because there was no way. I didn't have means to go, and my parents are already persecuting me with being in church. They wanted me to be born again, but not that kind. They're already persecuting me with going to church. So nobody's going to give you money to go. So my friend, faithful friend, will always come and pick me up. And we all go. Then until I was made a cell leader, I started in the area, kept going. My parents persecuted me till I held my first crusade in the area, where a girl, deaf in both ears, ears popped open. They were sitting at the back of my crusade. From that day, they said they have left me for God. And the funny thing, the crusade is my area. The park is here. Let's say my house is halfway to the gate, right, of this compound. I'm using this compound, halfway to the gate. I'll wear my suit. My ushers will come and wait for me. We walk on the streets. We walk by. My ushers are following me. I'm walking from the street in the suit. Now, you are in a suit in an area everybody knows you. The funniest thing ever. I'll finish, I'll join them, they were in chess. So this ex of mine sees me. Say, boom. Boy, was I embarrassed the whole day. The whole day. The whole day. Now when I was in school, I was a top boy. I'm not exaggerating. No. I was a top guy. So this girl laughed at me the whole day. I was so embarrassed. But I remember there was a scripture that I just learned, but it was inside my spirit all the time. Even though I was feeling embarrassed, it was like the Holy Spirit was talking to me. He said, if any man love me, he says, you take up his cross and follow me. Take up his cross and follow me. You know what? All those things started dying. Men's opinion started dying. Oh, I started going. We're now even traveling to go and sell the Rhapsody. We're traveling. We'll travel to Kosek. I preached there. We sold the Rhapsody there. We're now traveling to sell Rhapsody. We didn't care who we met. We were born again. And we loved the Lord. I remember, so those friends of mine who wanted to do the fraud, those friends, we came together. I mean, one day I'm coming from an all night. Now this all night, I wore slippers from church. And after service, I don't have money to go back. So I'm walking back home. I'm walking back. And I'm not even thinking it's like a sacrifice. Now that day, I was not even going home. I was going to stay over because my parents would not open the door. So yes, that's all. What are you saying? You know how long I slept in a car? I was the age. I was sleeping in car. Because what was going on was that my dad has locked the door. Say, you are not coming here if you come around this time. My mom, out of motherly, because I started sleeping outside, then she opened the car. That, even though I've told you, be coming on time. Pastor Bistu is not closing on time. So there's no way. I can also leave. So my mom said, okay, when you come, please come in. Now, you will come and sleep. You and mosquitoes will dance. So you don't really have a good sleep. You wake up in the morning, you have to do all your household chores. Sometimes you are so angry. Well, it is what it is. So that day, I'm going to spend the night at a friend's place at Newtown. So church is at Aveno. I'm walking. I pass by Boomerang Nightclub. You know Boomerang Nightclub? It's no longer as booming as before. But it was top nightclub those times, man. Boomerang. You hear the name? Boomerang. So, I pass by Boomerang Nightclub. Who do I see? I see Juvenile. That was one of my mates in school. One of the people who was doing the fraud. His name was Juvenile. I see Juvie. Juvenile is almost drunk. Juvenile is holding two ladies. Let me explain to you how he was holding them. One on the left, one on the right. He has put his hand around them and his hand is on precious things. Hallelujah. He's going. Boom. He enters the car with them. One of the ladies is kissing his neck, kissing him. He's holding the other one. He goes to sit in a very big car. I'm just coming from all night. I had to hide. I had to hide because there was it was awful. Do you understand what's going on? Well, a few years after, Juvenile is in prison as we speak. He's in prison as we speak. One of the guys, Joseph, for him, he went beyond just doing internet stuff. He went beyond that. He now started seeing fetish ways of doing things. I don't know how old you were when this happened in this country, but I'm still going to tell the story. I probably would remember. There was this story, there was this thing in the news. A guy who goes with a taxi driver to his house and stabs the taxi driver. And the taxi driver stabbed him and killed him. That guy was in my dormitory. Years have come and gone. Look at me today. I'm full of peace. And I will not want any other life. Don't rush. Follow God's plan for your life. Let your hand in this prayer. Karanonimisar Mandesh.
Lord God, you are with us. We will not be dismayed. Lord Jesus, you are the splendor of your deeds. Master, you kept your word just as you said you will. All that we will desire, you will it all to us. Master, you kept your word just as you said you would. All that we will desire, you will lead all to us. Master, you kept your word just as you said you would. All that
Jesus, Jesus.